And now we are back with a few more entrepreneurs. We're sharing the mic here. There's three of us. Matt Clemens, he's the founder and CEO of Digital Deployment, co-founder of Streamline, as well as Sloan Del Toro, COO of Digital Deployment and co-founder of Streamline. Thank you two for both coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. How you guys
thanks
doing?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, doing well. Thank you.
Doing well. Okay, yeah. So Mac, you have been on the show in the past. You mentioned, I remember a couple of years ago, you made one of the quotes that I feel like is meant so much to me. You said it's like a rite of passage to come on the show, this entrepreneurial show, and share your journey. Well, over the last couple of years, I mean, a lot has changed. Let's talk about you, your entrepreneurial journey, and what's changed in this last couple of years.
Wow. Yeah. So much. God, Sloan, help me on this.
Almost everything.
Yeah. So you two have been partners coming up on 10 years, am I right?
Right, yeah, absolutely. So our journey began way back when in my loft, like with dogs chewing on the table and like just, you know, basically like a dorm room style environment, right? It began much more ambitious than it was realized at that time. But I think we grew a lot as a company, and we continue to grow today. Like just this past year in 2018, we grew 50% in top line revenue. I mean, there's just so much growth. But underneath all of that, there's been a lot of transformation along the way. And I think that's what's really interesting. Like when I first came on your show, we had the growth, but we didn't necessarily have the focus and the discipline. A lot of the things that you talk about in your event, you know, that are essential for businesses to survive.
Well, Sloan, you've seen the transformation, right? You're an entrepreneur. You had your business prior. You were in firefighting. You get together with Matt Clemens, he's a very creative guy. Talk to us about that transformation. How did you guys get together? And then talk to us about that journey.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, Matt almost got hit by a bus. Okay. And that was the day I realized he might need some help. And so from there, it is a true story. That's a long time ago. So anyway, since then, everything has been transforming, right? Because that's what things do. Things change, and you either invite it and transform with it, or you fight it, and then you're going to have problems. So it's been a lot of fun for us to kind of roll with things as they change. And so the growth in the beginning was very intentional in terms of, like, transformation was one of our cultural values that we kind of enshrined for quite a while. And what's interesting is we're so service-oriented, we're so interested in serving that you have to keep transforming to be able to be of service because the world is changing constantly. Mm-hmm. So that's just been...
Well. And we kind of did this in a weird way, Mark. Like, we started a company and were building it, and we decided that we wanted to be, like, great for the people. So we're like, let's be a best place to work. Let's be, you know, all of these things where... Let's have perfect, like, zero turnover. And for 8 years, we had nobody leave, and it was very much like we're a happy family. But then later we were like, you know what? What about our bottom line? And so most people, they start and they're like all about their, you know, like their bottom line and their growth. And so we kind of went the other way. We're like, let's like honor and empower the strengths and contributions of the employees. Let's like really be focused on that first. And that was our foundation. And it was interesting because that alone won't create a business. But also just focusing on the business's bottom line and treating people like gears, it doesn't work either. Like it really it may work for a little while, but it's very much a short-term strategy. So we had to kind of combine those two worlds, and it makes for an interesting management journey because you have to make hard choices. You have to have tough conversations. You have to select your business partners really carefully. And I think that's the shift that's happened.
Well, yeah, you have to stay in business for those first 8 years while you were building this culture, right? I think you guys were rated number one in the Business Journal with the for the nicest place to work. Sure. And I know you've had a lot of great success in, you know, minimizing turnover and stuff. In this last couple of years, I mean, you used the term, Sloan, a roller coaster. I mean, where in the roller coaster ride did it happen when these two, ideas clashed, right, of building this great culture and meeting the bottom line needs to do something great with the business?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that would have been probably 2016, which was a tough year for us financially. And up until that point, we had been so very focused on our customers and on our employees, where it was all about family and service and all of that sort of thing. And we didn't talk a whole lot about numbers. It was like kind of a, well, you know, that'll come, do what you love, and then that'll
come. It's amazing that you made it that long without getting into the numbers. Usually, like in the first year, you know, people run out of oxygen. Here are you guys making it 8 years, and you weren't in it for the money, it doesn't sound like. Interesting.
Yeah, definitely not. But, and when I say roller coaster too, I also, it's almost a little more of, we were talking about this on the way up, when you're in a go-kart or something and you've got the guides mm-hmm. and you kind of hit the sides, that's a little bit, it's like culture versus growth and money versus culture and service versus growth and money. And I feel like we've been trying to find our balance in between the two. And that's a little bit what these last couple of years have been.
Interesting. Well, besides building a great company, besides throwing some money to the bottom line, you talked about customers. I mean, what do you guys do? I didn't even get into that. Yeah, your digital deployment, it's streamlined. I think there's a number of businesses. Mm-hmm. Can you give us an overview, Mac, of what the business is?
Yeah, absolutely. So we created like a website development company in the early years, and that's what we set out to do. And then we found patterns along the way where like, man, you know, a lot of these sites need the same thing. So instead of trying to take on all kinds of different websites, we try to look for common patterns. And we created a software as a service platform called SaaS Platform that is basically a suite of software that then can deploy websites, but also does other things like manages email delivery, social media presence, and that platform, which we called our standard model, became very popular. And we started to not only get a lot of local businesses, but we started to get, you know, the California State Teachers Retirement System, which is, you know, one of the largest pension systems in the country, New York City Pension, to universities, UC Davis, Sac State, and then universities across the country. And we started to attract all these large institutions that liked that stability and liked the product. And so then in 2015 and 2016, we saw these patterns and we said, you know, because digital deployment takes us on a bit of a fishing expedition. We get to look at all these different kinds of businesses and find patterns. So then Sloan took the lead in 2016 and created a new brand within our same company. So it's a single company, but a new brand called Streamline. And we wanted to explore how could we serve this underserved group of special districts.
Okay, tell us about that, Sloan. What was the inspiration?
Well, I think the inspiration was to get to my fire department to stop asking me to update their website after I'd been gone for, you know, 6 years.
Yeah,
I was like, I can't keep doing this. So, you know, that was kind of part of it. Part of it was, so special districts are the most local form of government. So they tend to be, they can be small, they can be large. But they're the ones that are the closest to the citizens, which is really inspiring to me. I loved working in special districts. And they're really underserved because they're very careful with their tax dollars. Mm-hmm. So they don't spend money on big enterprise systems, typically, like a city or a county may. And so when we looked at, well, what can we build as a SaaS product that would onboard people quickly that have similar needs and everything else, this is what we decided on because it's what I know, and then I could get my fire department off my back.
Okay, so thinking about that business, what's the fastest growing part of the business today? Is it Streamline? Mm-hmm.
In terms of number of customers, definitely Streamline.
Okay.
Yeah.
Streamline is onboarding one new customer a day. And like for digital deployment, that would be difficult to fathom, you know, like one large enterprise client a day. But with Streamline, there's 38,000 independent special districts in the country. And there's no good solution. They've been ignored. Like people don't realize like where their sewer is maintained or their local fire district. But they actually... many people live within these districts, and you know, John Oliver did a skit on it and he made fun of like, oh my gosh, like this is $100 billion of tax revenue. So this is for us an ideal market because it's huge. It's a long tail, meaning there's a lot of them that need a little bit of service. We eliminated the on-ramping payment or anything like that. So Sloan just can get them signed on. And now her team, it's grown into an entire team. They sign people up, get them on the platform, and it helps them with all these compliance needs. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there are users that are blind that are using websites. And websites, just as a building has to have a wheelchair ramp, websites have to be able to help a blind user navigate it and make sense. Right. So Streamline took care of all of those things in a very standardized way, in a repeatable way. And Sloan is just celebrating about to cross the 200 customer mark.
Wow. And that's got to be interesting. You build out the product, right? And now it's you don't need a lot of changes for each new customer that you bring on because it's already built.
There aren't any changes for each new customer. Wow. I mean, a logo and some colors and layout, but that's all built in as well.
Wow. And then they make a monthly payment to you or some kind of subscription.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it includes unlimited support, which is important because this group of people, one of the reasons we love working with special districts is because they're so mission-driven and they're so into providing services to their constituents, but they have so little technical skills. I mean, they just don't. So, you know, we've built this kind of culture in a community that's just supporting them in that, and it's made us really stand out.
Well, it's interesting. We were talking before the show and with some of the earlier guests about like image and when do you put all your money into your car and you know and all that kind of thing as an entrepreneur, right? Or when do you reinvest it back into the business? You guys reinvested it back into your employees, it sounds like, right. and the customers in many ways. But I do remember you had a company Tesla, right? You were you had this really cool Tesla. Uh-huh. Here I am driving up in my Porsche, right? And talking about we need to switch cars and we never have done that, but do you guys still have a company Tesla?
We drove it here today.
You did? And,
well, and speaking of image, I mean, I think this is where having a great business partner like Sloan has made a big difference. You know, I'm a recovering egomaniac, and, you know, she smiles and laughs. But, you know, when I was a college student and people always used to tell me, wow, it's so great, you know, that your parents have this great business. And I'm like, this is not my parents' business. Yeah. This is mine.
But because you had the nice car.
But I got a nice car to signal that because I was tired. Like, I had a real problem being taken seriously because it was so young. Because digital deployment started when I was 20. So I hadn't it was how I paid my way through school. Wow. Right. And then it got great business partners along the way and expanded. But that was a real hardship. And I wanted to signal to the world that, like, I was successful. And that was difficult to do. And it's funny because, yeah, we're still driving that car. It has 130,000 miles on it. It's like, it needs to be cleaned.
Well, you guys have used it as the company car, right?
Kind of thing? Well, people could, it's effectively free to drive because it has a 10-year unlimited mile warranty. It's got, it's free supercharging for life. All you have to pay for are the tires, which aren't that trivial, but so we just let employees take it if they want to take it for a weekend or whatever. Well, it's like relatively cheap to insure. Now it's like kind of makes sense as a car. Certainly wasn't the case when I bought it.
Recovering egomaniac. So that's that, you know, I'm trying to resonate on that because right. And we talked about transformation, right? Your company's obviously it's transformed. Sure. Have you begun to evolve from that egomaniac? What's the transition look like? And I want to hear both of you
maybe
on that.
Sloan should
do you
audit
see a difference
answer.
Between him at 10 years ago and Matt Clemens today?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the major difference is that Matt believes in himself now and doesn't have anything to prove. Mm-hmm. And when I first got to know Matt, you said we could be really real, right? When I first got to know Matt, I saw an individual that was equal parts ego trying to hide how amazing he was underneath. And it was really confusing for me because I was like, this part's okay. I mean, this is actually really amazing. You don't have to pretend to be something you're not or more successful than you are. What you're building, I mean, is hard work and you're doing it. There's nothing wrong here. And so being part of that journey, one of the things that has been amazing is this man is more open to feedback and transformation and growth than anybody I've ever met in my life. And so the difference in the last 10 years is there's no way to really describe it. He's grown into this CEO that I'm like, oh, that's what was under there all that
time.
Right.
You saw, what did you see early on as you partnered? Obviously you saw the greatness. What was that you saw?
Well, a lot of brilliance and a lot of vulnerability, mm-hmm. You know, kind of in equal measure. And so, and a lot of heart. I mean, I think when I came to work for him, I mentioned that I couldn't get insured because of my back injury from the fire service, which is why I quit. They literally would not insure me as a self-insured person. And 3 months later, he's got company insurance. I mean, this was just the two of us, but he's got a Kaiser plan and I'm insured. So I'm just a lot of heart and a lot of, I don't know, protecting that. And then, you know, that just isn't what's happening anymore.
Well, we were talking earlier about business partners and the value. I have business partners in virtually every one of my businesses. And so how, you know, we talk about that. What did you see in Sloan, Mac, that made you say she's the one? Or did you not discover that right off? It took a bit.
Well, you know, I think it came in waves, and I don't think I appreciated the value at first. I mean, I think in some cases it looked like adult supervision to the outside world
at
first.
Okay, her supervising you.
Right. Here they're like, oh, well, she has a firefighting background in kung fu. This is probably a good fit, right? Keep him from, you know, self-annihilation. But then over time, and I think this really became clear with Streamline when I was like, hey, Sloan, like, over the years, like, you're somebody I can count on to, like, get stuff done. I don't have time to go start a new brand within this company, but we are all really clear on the problem. You totally get this market. Go for it. And we partnered with Five Star Bank. James Beckwith met with the two of us, and we're like, we've got this great idea, Streamline. And he's like, well, here's, you know, it was a little more complicated than this, but it was basically like, here's $900,000 of SBA funding. Go for it. And so we went for it, and that was when we really were faced with that culture of like, okay, it's a family business, everybody's comfortable, and we have performance and accountability. Like, we are not going to let James down. We borrow this $900,000. We're not growing the rate that we should. Now what do we need to do? And we chose to make an impact on the world over staying comfortable, and that's when things really changed inside the business.
Wow. What would you say to James Beckwith today? Look at the company that you've built now. Like, you, when you see James around town, like, what's the emotion?
Hey, I'm like, thanks. And, you know, it's really cool because we had gone on that. We had invested that $900,000 a few years ago, and we had taken some other bits and pieces, but we had always held the ownership ourselves. So we have, you know, an employee stock pool and all these other. So Digital Deployment is held entirely within its building. And so now for the first time, like, we're like chopping our business around to be like, okay, we want to take Streamline to the next level. We have these 200. Now we want 38,000. This seems to be very scalable. The product's working for every type of district at every size. We just got, what is the second largest mosquito vector district
in the nation?
Like, signing on, like, yes, we love this standardized solution. We're like, oh my gosh. So it's clear, like, now is the time.
Sales cycle.
And yeah, now we're shopping it around and we're like, whoa, Digital Deployment is, you know, people are seeing this as a really valuable creation. And it's cool, but I think we had to be accountable to something greater than ourselves. We couldn't just do it to have fun. We needed that pressure from Five Star Bank. We needed somebody broader to. And now as we talk to the market and all these other people, for all those districts we haven't reached, we have a duty. And if that makes conversations between longtime staff members hard, so be it. But now, like, it's kind of transformed. And I don't think it's about either of us anymore, like, being friendly or hanging out in the loft or Sloan reminding me to pick up my dishes or whatever. Like, we're so past that because we don't have time for that anymore.
Closing thoughts, helping the next entrepreneur in line. Sloan, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, pick a partner that challenges you. If you're talking about a business partner, pick a partner that challenges you and makes you grow and asks you hard questions.
Yeah. Pick a partner that challenges you. How about you, Max?
Boy, I echo that 100%. You know, I think one of the most important values that isn't talked about much on the Entrepreneur Show, and that's why I love how you, like, dig in on these things and you ask such good questions, I think it's really the power of forgiveness. And I think forgiveness is an entrepreneurial value that you need to move quickly. You've got to let go of things that go wrong. You've got to forgive employees or other people that may have let you down in the past. But most importantly, you need to forgive yourself. Because when you realize you can't really do something, like, Sloan really helped me embrace this. I was like, I can't get this thing off the ground. But she could. She, like, totally took it to that next level. And that ability to kind of let go of those mistakes in the past and just forgive yourself and be like, okay, well, now what do we need to do to move forward really helps propel and transform the business.
Forgive yourself. Matt Clemens, Sloan Del Orto, Digital Deployment. If you don't like these two, you don't like entrepreneurship. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Mark, thank you for having us.